This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
When the real truth comes out about vaccines, the entire scientific establishment is going to be so utterly discredited that trust in science will collapse in the same way that trust in news has now collapsed over the last year, as the American people have learned that, well, most of the mainstream media is fake news. Nobody believes CNN anymore except, I don't know, maybe a few thousand people who are totally brainwashed and indoctrinated by it, and they read the New York Times, which is also an ever-shrinking trust factor, same as Washington Post and so on. Almost nobody who's informed and intelligent believes the mainstream media anymore, which shows you just how quickly trust can collapse in an institution. And science is an institution. And science, by the way, has a lot of value to add to human knowledge and human discovery and so on. I mean, I'm a scientist. I'm the lab science director of CWC Labs, and I use science to detect toxic heavy metals in foods and dietary supplements and environmental samples and so on. I mean, I developed an invention. It's a patent called Cesium Eliminator, just issued a patent recently by the U.S. government, which eliminates radioactive cesium elements from your body. It's a life-saving invention, and I've donated manufacturing rights, or pledged to donate them, to any government anywhere in the world that wants to protect its citizens from nuclear terrorism, radiation damage, and so on. In any case, science has value. And yet, we are going to see a collapse in public trust of science as the truth comes out about vaccines. And that's because most of the scientific establishment has jumped in and joined the bandwagon of vaccine science denialism, which is, in essence, a denial of cause and effect. Because if you look at vaccine ingredients, such as mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, MSG, these are all brain-damaging ingredients, and that's why some children are damaged. They're given seizures. Some are made autistic. Some are paralyzed. Some children are put into comas. We're talking permanent lifelong damage. Some children are killed by vaccines. I mean, the UK government just paid out like £90 million in awards. I'm sorry, it was euros in awards to families of children who were brain damaged by the swine flu vaccine. It caused so much damage. The government had to pay out this massive award. In the United States, $3 billion have been paid out in awards through the secret vaccine court system. It's called the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. $3 billion. You don't even hear about that in the media because the media is always lying and covering up about vaccines. Vaccines are dangerous. They contain dangerous toxic ingredients. They harm and permanently maim and even kill some children. This is all undeniable. And so as the truth comes out, science, which has defended vaccines and covered up the lies, the crimes, and covered up the evidence, and covered up the vaccine-injured children, mainstream science is going to take such a massive hit in credibility that it's going to be felt for a century. Science itself may never fully recover from the hit that's coming when the truth comes out about vaccines. And by the way, there's a new documentary series called The Truth About Vaccines, and you got to check this out. Just go to naturalnewssummits.com for the registration link. Registration opened a few days ago. The whole thing starts broadcasting on April 12. I'm one of the many speakers. There are 60 experts interviewed for this documentary series. You can't miss it. Go to naturalnewssummits.com. That's plural. naturalnewssummits.com. Register for that. I've also got a bonus lecture, a 40-minute lecture there, how to protect your brain from aluminum and mercury. It's called Bulletproof Brain. So check that out also at naturalnewssummits.com. So what's going to happen? You know, look, the vaccine industry has tried to cover this up because they can't admit that the mercury they've been using in vaccines has caused so much damage over all of these years. So they have to run this denialism, which is essentially like the Holocaust deniers. You know, I mean, there are people who say the Holocaust didn't happen, and they're called Holocaust deniers. And this has direct parallels with the vaccine industry because it is, in fact, it's in fact the pharmaceutical giants, the chemical conglomerates known as IG Farben during the Third Reich period that developed the Zyklon B gas that was used to gas and murder Jews in this act of chemical genocide. And it's many of those same companies that are now pushing vaccines. Literally, some of the same companies like Bayer, which used to be part of IG Farben. It was broken up by order of the court following the crimes against humanity charges against IG Farben. So they broke it apart into three different companies. One of them is Bayer. Yes, Bayer is an offshoot of the Nazi regime. That's an absolute fact, an irrefutable fact. And Bayer and other companies like Bayer are now pushing the vaccines that are a kind of medical holocaust against children, and they are Holocaust deniers. So these pharmaceutical companies and vaccine pushers and doctors and pharmacists and science people in the mainstream are all medical Holocaust deniers because they will not admit that vaccines are harming children. And yes, the number of children harmed by vaccines, not killed but harmed, is in the millions globally, especially over the last 15, 20 years. It's millions of children. And roughly 6 million Jews were gassed to death by chemicals from these pharmaceutical companies during the Nazi Germany reign of terror. The genocide killed about 6 million Jews, at least according to the best available estimates. Well, there are more than 6 million children that have been harmed by the vaccine holocaust. And yet you still have science deniers who are really vaccine injury deniers who are saying that that's not happening. It's as if they went over to Germany in 1950 and said, no, there were no Jews gassed to death by the Zyklon B. They're deniers. They're deniers. It's unbelievable. So now the question you might have is, when does the truth come out? And I think it's rapidly approaching. And I think that it's going to be tied to the financial collapse of the U.S. federal government. The U.S. empire is on the verge of financial collapse, not even to mention social collapse and fracturing of the geopolitics, you know, secession of California and so on. It's on the verge of a financial collapse, and it is the government's finances that are propping up the lies of the vaccine industry. I mean, the CDC is essentially an extension of the vaccine industry, and it's funded by, of course, federal money. And so is the FDA, and so is the EPA, which has 15,000 employees, and they say nothing about the environmental mercury, the contamination that's caused by vaccines or dental fillings, for that matter, you know, mercury amalgam fillings in dentistry. When the government collapses, and that day is coming, and it's not going to be all at once, it's going to take some time, but that day is coming, instead of using the word collapse, let's say a rapid decentralization of power, which is really probably a more accurate way to describe it. When that happens, the truth is going to come out about vaccines and the CDC, and we may call for criminal indictments of those in the CDC and those in the vaccine industry who covered this up, just like we had the trials. The Nuremberg trials, for example, that took place. We need to have kind of a Nuremberg kind of trial system to indict and imprison, or at the very least, get admissions of guilt in exchange for immunity from these vaccine pushers, these chemical poisoners who have preyed upon children, who have destroyed the lives of millions of families and children across our world over the last 20 years through toxic vaccine ingredients. We need Nuremberg trials to hold these people accountable for their crimes against humanity that have been carried out in the name of vaccines. So that's what we're going to be pushing for as this collapse unfolds. We don't know the timing of it, but we know We know the trends of history, and we have a pretty good clue of where this is all headed. So check out the Vaccine Summit. It's called The Truth About Vaccines. You can find it at naturalnewssummits.com. Read more news about vaccines at vaccines.news. And check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Please join me in protecting children from vaccine injury. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing. And we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.